Ladies and gentlemen, a friend complained that I know more interesting YouTube videos than she does. I tell her that she has to ask complex questions that force YouTube to find complex answers. If you ask, what's with color TV? There are probably a million links that respond to that search. Not very helpful. I know she's interested in Chopin, so I needed a good question to show what Google can do with Chopin. I suggested, what movies featured Chopin's music? Above average query, smart enough to reveal some interesting stuff. You see, I am a child of rock and roll, not one of Chopin's fans. So I was surprised to see how many movies featured his work, and to learn that this guy was a moody Polish genius who liked to perform his works in the dark. Somehow, in the middle of this, I was linked to a website I hadn't seen before. Apparently, it had a section devoted to Chopin. That's how I learned about artsandculture.google.com. It's a remarkable website, genuinely educational, inspiring in all the right ways. I love it. It reminds me yet again that our K-12 schools might as well be shut down factories for all the good they do for the world. They don't educate kids. They anti-educate kids. If you want to see what education looks like, go to Arts and Culture. Free, and the doors are always open. Professors at our Ed School specialize in constructing perverse, difficult, painful, mostly useless methods. The goal for them always seems to be to teach as little as possible with as much despair as possible. I'm usually a good student, but if you give me boring, difficult stuff, I want to escape. And what about average citizens when you give them impossible tasks, such as memorizing lots of sight words or multiplying with the idiotic lattice method? It's a wonder we don't have more psychological breakdowns, mysterious injuries, and self-mutilation. Maybe we do have all that. I read that nearly 250,000 school kids have disappeared from the rolls. Maybe they just told their parents, open quote, every day is horrible, I'm not going back, you can't make me, close quote. These are all very reasonable reactions. The excellent news site has to cost big bucks, so perhaps this is Google returning money to the community. I approve 100%. There's no preaching, no woke, no attitudinizing, no tedious professor prose. It's quite a large site and even displays a map of your nearby geography showing interesting places to visit. Never forget that John Dewey was a devout socialist. He conceived of K-12 schools as prep for socialism. But the Bolsheviks' emigres after 1920 got more pushy. Education was viewed as a way to dumb down the arch enemy, that is America. So there is gloom and tension throughout K-12 that should not be there. This happens when dishonest people know they are being dishonest. Finally, I realized that the Google site is a free bird, wafting and drifting from one interesting place to another with no attempt to deform American children. The secret of real education is to make it fun, also pretty, i.e. aesthetic, and also engaging, i.e. intellectually engrossing. Show kids how to navigate the site and let them explore it. This website is perfect for homeschoolers, for anybody the least bit curious, perfect for someone confined to home or bed. It's like a living encyclopedia, so to speak. A lot of the recommendations lead to immersive museums where you can stroll through the works of art. I don't claim to have looked at very much. I looked at the care and the love, and I'm thinking, whoa, this is absolutely marvelous. Admittedly, I love this quiet quasi-museum because it illuminates the shoddy goings-on you'll find in most of our public schools. Our pretend experts don't create ways to teach more, always less. They don't celebrate knowledge, they malign it. Every new advance, like internet search or AI is used to make the schools worse. Our sophists say, oh well, if everything's on the internet, you don't need to bother learning anything. Same with AI. They say, oh great, now kids won't need to learn how to write an essay. AI can write it for you. You see, everything turns to rotten ruin, even as our professors smile smugly. So in closing, I want to congratulate Arts and Culture, Google.com, for showing something better. To paraphrase the Beatles, love of knowledge is all you need. Thank you.
Overview. Let's Fix Education explores seven of my favorite themes. First, this podcast is a meditation on what I call the K-12 crime scene. So many destructive ideas. Understanding them is the key to fixing them. Two, by doing that, we will have better schools at less cost. Three, nothing much changes decade to decade. The big questions of the 1930s were the big questions of the 1960s and the 1990s. Any subject we discuss can easily intersect with any other subject. Most people instinctively want traditional education, but the education establishment fills classrooms with progressive gimmicks. The result is that we have a standoff, and that's why you run into the same ideas over and over. Four, the big brains in education keep telling students, don't bother memorizing this or that. You can look it up later. B.B. King, the great guitarist, is much smarter. He said, the beautiful thing about learning is nobody can take it away from you. Five, Lenin's ghost wanders through our school system. The hard left thinks big. If they have to kill millions of people to build their perfect society, that's okay. Same goes for dumbing down millions of students. Totalitarians want power. They will do anything to get it. Six, if we are going to survive, we have to take each child to his or her limit. As it is, we are creating millions of sub-educated students, from K right through college. 7. Analyzing education, especially dysfunctional education, is a lot more intellectually interesting than most people suppose. You'll enjoy this. Finally, P.S. My book, Saving K-12, runs parallel to everything discussed on this podcast. I also have an education site, improve-education.org, with 70 articles that complement everything discussed here. And I have hundreds of articles on the internet. Enter a topic in Google with my full name, Bruce Dietrich Price, and let Google make suggestions. Thank you for visiting.